Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, okay, listen, before we get to today's question and answer, which is going to, well, it could be very transformative for your business. Like, the stuff I'm going to talk about today, the way I'm going to break this down, is going to be a game changer for many of you who are still operating in the mindset of what I call an old school entrepreneur. So it's going to blow your brain. But what blew my brain apart this week was what you did. Oh my gosh. You guys, I told you that I place tremendous value on Build Your Tribe. And because of that, I know that if I value it and I just give it away for free, and you don't have any effort, you don't have any investment, you're not, obviously you're not paying for it, we're not charging for the podcast, but it still just so happens that when you give people something for free, like free swag, or you know how it is, like when you give kids something very expensive and they didn't work for it, it was just handed to them, they don't give it the same kind of value that they would if they put their own sweat equity into earning it. Like they were to step up and say, I want to work for this, right? I want to do my part. And so I asked you this week to stop and understand that this program is valuable. And if in fact you do believe it's valuable and you want it to continue, then I have to ask you to show me that you're in this with me. And would you please go back to wherever you found the podcast, back to iTunes or back to wherever you downloaded it on your Android, and actually give the show a couple of sentences, your review, and then a rating. Whoa, OMG, that was crazy. I got so many reviews just this week. I was blown away. We went all the way up to number 8 in the business category and number one in health for the Shalene Show. I was tripping out. I was like, oh my gosh, I love you guys. But you know what it says? I this is the honest truth. I was like, maybe I am giving away too much free information and maybe I should just back off and just give this attention fully and solely to my Academy members. At least, if nothing else, I have to let people know, hey, this is valuable. And if you think it is too, then do your part in helping it succeed by just saying you're in it with me and give me a review and a ratings, because that helps the show. At least then I know we're both in this together. And I struggled with that thought for a few days. Like, is that the right thing to do? Is it the right thing to say? But it is, because it's what I teach my students. It's what I would suggest that you do with the things that you offer, your products, your services, your advice. If they're valuable, then you have to charge a premium for that. Sometimes that means that you need to know that people are invested, that they're taking your advice, that they are in this with you. And you, my lifers, you did that in a big way. Okay, off to the first call.
Hey, Shalene, I'm one of your Marketing Impact Academy students, and I've been hearing a lot of great things about Smart Success. But my question for you is, I am thinking about starting to outsource some things, and as a new business owner, I'm not really sure if I can afford it yet and if I even have enough to outsource to a virtual assistant. So I guess my question is, how do you know when the right time is and if it's worth doing? Thanks so much. I hope you answer my question. Bye.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her workload. Actually, I'm so excited that you asked this question because it's a really big deal. It's like a total game changer. Yet I see so many entrepreneurs, like friends of mine, who are literally, oh, there was my phone falling, who are literally managing million-dollar businesses without any help. Like, that to me is mind-boggling because everybody wants more time. Everybody wants to feel more peace. Yet I talk to so many people who say one of two things. Well, actually, they say about five things why they don't delegate. Number one, they say, I don't know what I would delegate. Number two, I don't even have time to figure out what I would delegate. Number three, I know what I need to delegate, but I just have no idea how I would ever explain to someone how I do the things that I do. And the list goes on and on. People who say, I just can't afford to. I'm new in business. I can't really justify the extra expenditure until we've reached a certain point. Or, you know, I think I'll be able to save so much money if I just figure this stuff out myself. And so I just don't see the point of delegating. Or I'm so busy as it is right now, I can't imagine trying to manage someone else and teach someone the things that I do. And lastly, those of you who are like, well, I know I need to delegate, I just can't find good people. Help is on the way. So happy you asked this question. So here is what I am going to do for you. I am going to make it so incredibly crystal clear whether you should or should not start outsourcing. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to help those of you who are like, okay, it is now crystal clear that I need to start outsourcing. I'm going to help you identify what you should be outsourcing first and where to do that. Yep. And then for those of you who have figured out that you don't need to outsource yet at this stage in your career, well, you will be excused from class early. You can go about your business. You can go about your work. You can go about doing the things that you know you should be outsourcing. But first, let me share with you this story. So earlier this week, ooh, so scandalous. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but you should. Number one, because I post funny videos like me, totally drugged after the dentist, like me and my entire staff on my bed, singing in my bedroom in wedding gowns. It's a long story. You need to watch the video. And of course, I'm always producing great content. And as always, I deliver valuable content on my Facebook wall, including workouts you can do at home. I usually film like 15-second clips or maybe a 2-minute clip of whatever workout I am doing that day. Or perhaps sometimes it's a workout that I did earlier in the year, but I post those to Facebook because people love them, and they get me a ton of views, which gets people over to my Facebook page. And then eventually they figure out that I'm about more than fitness. I'm about total health, wellness, well-being. And that includes the well-being of my business, which suffered a blow this week, a major blow. The business, as you could say, had a cold, had a major setback. We got kicked off of Elance. Without explanation. They just flat out broke up with me and wouldn't give us any explanation. Now, you might know that Elance and Odesk recently, several months ago, merged. And of course, anytime two big companies come together, there's always major growing pains. There just are. And I'm ready to sit with that because they're the best. Like Elance is the Bombay of the day. I love me some Elance. So when they kicked us out and said, we're sorry, your account has been disabled. I mean, they wouldn't respond to our emails. We were locked out. Do you hear me? Like broken up with. I'm like, no, you can't break up with me. Like that's what it felt like. And you have to understand, I have been telling people about Elance forever and ever and ever. So that was a problem because I'm like, well, what if this happens to other people? There's my integrity. There's my word. I don't want to lead anyone astray. Number one, that was, you know, outside of me. But then just for personal reasons, I'm like, hold on a minute. We do so much of our work through contractors that we find through Elance. So this was like devastating. We went several weeks just emailing them and trying to call customer service and trying to get to anybody who would answer our questions and say, what did we do wrong? Please just tell us what we did wrong. We need to get back in. We've got work that we need to do. I mean, do we need to hire new people? Do we need to find a new source? What do we need to do? What did we do wrong, basically? And we tried every legitimate way to get an answer. I don't know if you've ever gotten in trouble on Facebook, but it's kind of like that. Like it suddenly goes into a black hole. It's like, you know, the Wizard of Oz behind the big black curtain, and they just kind of decide, but you don't know who's back there and how to get a hold of anyone who can really make a decision. And that's kind of how we felt with Elance, and it was getting pretty detrimental. It was affecting the health of our business. And it got to the point where we had to decide, do we start over with another website, another service provider? Or do we take this fight to the mean streets of Facebook? So for the last 4 years, I've been recommending Elance, not just recommending them. I mean, I am what you would call a raving fan. Every seminar I conduct, especially for Smart Success, I have people, that's their homework assignment. I teach them how to open up an Elance account. I force them to delegate because that's how you take your business to the next level. And I teach them how to write job descriptions and to figure out how to evaluate workers, etc., and how to like blast their business by using these amazingly talented people you can find on Elance. So I've created like training videos on it. I've hired people from Elance to create tutorial videos on how to get started on Elance. Like, yo, I love me some Elance. And I think we're an affiliate for them. Like, I think it's on my website, but it's something I've never promoted it for the affiliate fees, because legitimately, I just want you to use a service like that because it's going to save your life and save your business for reals. So yesterday, I finally had to go public with my breakup story, because about 2 weeks ago, Elance suddenly locked us out. And everybody on my whole team uses Elance. Like, there's six of us that work in the office, and then I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, I have six virtual staff members from around the globe who also use Elance, right? And so we all log into one team account, and we find people who are best suited to do the work that we need done. And we all log into Team Johnson, and we all find great contractors. Well, about 2 weeks ago, none of us could get in, and we were all kind of freaking out. Like, it really took our business to almost a grinding halt. At least, if nothing else, we had to do the things that up until this point we were having many of our contractors do for us. So we were kind of freaking out. We were sending letters and calling and trying to talk to customer service and begging to speak to a supervisor and sending tweets and emails and crickets. Nothing. Every customer service agent would say, "I'm so sorry. We cannot help you. These are our rules. We cannot explain to you why you've been banned, but there's been some kind of violation of the account. And so we can't explain to you why, but goodbye." So I finally did. I don't like it when people do this, and I don't recommend it unless it's kind of like a last case scenario. But I took my story to Facebook. I took it to my Facebook lifers and I said, "Yo, I need your help. Can you help me get the attention of Elance and let them know that I desperately don't want them to break up with me?" And people like, "Whew, I love you guys, because my lifers are like legit. You guys put on your army fatigues and you put like mud on your face and you got your little grenades and you went over to the Facebook page of Elance and you tweeted them and you're like, ha, 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 listen here, Elance, I am using your account because I learned how to use it in one of Shalene's seminars." Or, you know, they're just like, seriously, I can't even thank this super cool army of lifers who are like, "Yo, you messed with the wrong chick," which I didn't really want people to do that. But I mean, I can't lie. It was kind of cool. And guess what? Like, within an hour, we got instant reaction from Elance. And they were reaching out to me personally and saying, "We promise to review this and have this resolved." Not only did they do that, they called and apologized to everybody in my office. They were so awesome. It was customer service extraordinaire. So I love Elance. I love virtual staff finders. I believe you must delegate, and these are two of the best sources. There's also Fiverr, and there are other places online where you can find phenomenal people to do a lot of your virtual work, a lot of your virtual heavy lifting, the stuff that you're trying to figure out yourself. And yo, dude, I'm sure you can figure it out. You're super bright, but that's not what you should be doing. You should be creating content, writing your blogs, filming your videos. And that's the kind of stuff you can't outsource. I mean, you can't outsource being you. Everything else we can and should outsource. Well, most of us should. So here's the jump off point. If you answer yes to four or more of these questions, then I can tell you with complete clarity that you need to understand how to outsource. If, however, you answer no to most of these questions, well, then you're at a stage right now in your business where you don't need to outsource. You're about to get your answer. Are you ready? Here we go. Here are the questions. Just keep track on your hands. If you answer yes to more than four of these questions, then it is without a doubt, definitively time for you to bite the bullet and start outsourcing. If not, but again, if you answer no to most of these questions, you don't have to outsource, and your time with us and you get to leave class early today. Okay, number one question. Do you wish that there were more hours in the day most days? Yes or no? Number two, do you feel that there's always more things that you should be doing or could be doing or should be learning or could be executing in order to take your business to the next level? Number three, if you had a magic wand and you could suddenly grant yourself the wish of cloning yourself, which might be your partner's worst nightmare, but if you could clone yourself, would you have enough things to keep your clone busy for, say, like 10 hours a week? Next, when you do what only you can do, like that thing that like no one else can do it for sure, except you, is your time worth more than minimum wage? Next question. Are you interested in taking your business? Do you desire taking your business to the next level without that affecting your mental well-being? Do you want to save your business time and money? Are you willing to admit that there's a small part, okay, well, maybe even like a really big part of you that's just a little bit control freakish? Next question. Do you sometimes feel like the reason why everyone else around you must be growing their business at like a faster pace, it must be because they're more organized, or they probably have more tools, more money, more resources, or they've got a bigger team so they can like do all of these things that you're like, you're thinking, well, maybe one day I'll be able to do it. But right now, the reason why you can't is because it is because you're just not organized enough. You don't have the same amount of money or cash flow, and you just don't have the team that some of these other people do who are doing what you do, but just bigger. And my last question is this. Do you wish you had more time to sleep, to rest, to exercise, to eat right, to get organized, to spend time with friends, to spend time with family, or just chillax? Okay, if you answered yes to more than four of these questions, then without a doubt, you have got to outsource. You must. If you answered no to most of these questions, well, then you're done. But if you answered yes, now I'm going to teach you how to outsource. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to teach you exactly how to do these things. So if you do desire having more time, if you'd love to have someone who is almost a clone of you who could do some of the things that you do, if you'd love to be able to save your business money and time and feel more organized and actually grow your business without it hurting your brain and damaging your relationships, then you must learn to outsource. You've got to figure out how to find the best people. An online staff, an army of people who are so much better at doing the things that right now you think only you can do. The things that right now you don't even know what they are. You know who really needs to hear this? You do. Especially those of you who are like, I don't even know what I would outsource. Yeah, I'm short on time, but I don't even know what I would get help with. I don't even know how I would pick the things that I would have somebody help me with. Yeah, you in particular. You know what that's called? It's called denial. And I was there once, and that's how I can identify it. You need to learn how to outsource, number one. And specifically, I want to help you figure out how to find really awesome people online, the best resources, how you hire them, how you evaluate them, how you write proposals, how you keep those people motivated, how you get people to feel like they are part of your team and actually care about what it is you're assigning to them, how you can do this so that it doesn't just take up so much extra time and slow your business down, how you can do this so that it actually saves you money and makes you money and gives you more time. Yeah, it's time. And we're going to do this. And it's tomorrow. Be there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by you. Yes, you. Because of your help and your support, because of your ratings and review, it is because of you that I'm able to deliver this show. So I ask you to demonstrate that you're in this with me by going back to iTunes or back to the place where you found this podcast for your Android and offer other people a quick review on what they can expect from Build Your Tribe. That is also how you're able to submit your name, your information, to be eligible for our monthly drawing. Each month, I select randomly one person, and we give them access, lifetime access, to the Marketing Impact Academy, as well as all the other bonuses. If you'd like to be considered for that opportunity, all you have to do is leave a review by going to iTunes and giving us a rating as well. In your review, please be sure to use the hashtag IWantMIA. That way, we'll be able to identify you and, of course, as always, be honest. And then lastly, please don't use that hashtag unless you truly and honestly and wholeheartedly will use that scholarship. That means a lot to me. I want the scholarship each month to go to someone who needs it, who will use it. For me, that's everything. I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.